Africa?
No. I think the literacy thing has to be tackled by education. I think it gives some nice tools to be able to communicate, but I don't think it has a direct impact on literacy. But I think just the costs of the changing the cost dynamic means that you have children in rural areas that would be very difficult to provide solutions for government to afford those solutions, because you can do exciting things like doing thin client labs, which cost a fifth of what you would normally do for a fat client. So suddenly it means that you have technology that can be in children's computers in their classrooms, and having access to the internet means that they have an immense resource. So I think just in terms of quality of education, if we get enough of the technology into people, into the classroom, there's the potential with teachers who know how to use it that we could have an amazing teaching resource.
Do you see any examples of that in South Africa?
We're seeing a few. It's mainly in the cities where people are putting in thin client labs. We've got very good examples of completely volunteer-driven deployments, which are going in for about $3,000 a lab with about 20 seats. And suddenly you have kids that would never have a chance, that school would never afford a computer lab. And it's a lovely thing because it's a volunteer model. We're seeing 100 new free and open source advocates who traditionally would have been ignored because they're at a poor school, don't have exposure to technology at home, and suddenly they are experts in open source. So it's the potential realizing these could be the next kernel hacker, but could be from a rural village potentially. And that's exciting. And so it's trying to, the kids will always explore it. It's trying to get the teachers to embrace that. And that's I think a longer term thing in terms of exposing teachers to technology and assisting them and helping them use it to enhance what they do. My name is Dwayne Bailey. I stay in Pretoria in South Africa. And for me, the freedom of open source software means that I can make it do what I need it to do.
That's very good.
Can you say that in Afrikaans?
Can I write it? No, I'll say it.
What is your native language?
English.
Oh, English.
Yeah. But I can't speak bad Afrikaans. I have to, like...
While you're doing that, I'm going to tell them.
Well, I'm going to eat lunch first, though, Christian.
Oh.
And then they can come in. Oh. So they just let them... I'll give them, like, 5 more minutes or so.
Tape is still running. Does it matter to you?
Oh, shit.
You should hold it over there so I can read it. Like a key card. Like an American president. My name is Dwayne Bailey. I come from Pretoria in South Africa. For me, the freedom van vrye sagteware betekent dat ek kan verseker dat my sagteware doen wat ek wil hê dit moet doen.
Thank you.
That's right.